Nebraska Extension Almanac.
Drought problems throughout the state can be troubling for our landscape plants, especially for our younger, newly planted trees. Justin Evertson from the Nebraska Forest Service talks about keeping your trees vibrant and healthy going into the fall season and early winter, and he says it all starts with good watering and mulch.
Trees are under stress for sure this year, and this is building on 2 to 3 years of drought stress before that. So unfortunately, it's going to be hard on our trees. And I think two big things that we should think about doing, at least for young trees in the fall, give them a good layer of mulch, because that helps keep soil moisture in the ground at least a little bit. It adds organic matter to the soil, which also helps our young trees stay more drought resistant. Some of the research is starting to show a deep layer of mulch is not as big of a problem as they used to think. So don't skimp on the mulch around the root zone of the tree, a young plant. For trees I manage, I try to keep a 5 to 6 foot mulch ring around the tree as it grows. And I'm usually in the 2 to 3 inch deep layer of organic wood chip mulch brought in locally from somebody doing arboricultural work. That's our best mulch. And then don't pile it up around the trunk. Yeah, you can get into trouble where, especially like rodents like to live in there and might start gnawing on the base of your trunk, that kind of thing. So just a good thick layer, 2 to 3 inches is what I do. But research is saying, hey, if you want to make it 4 to 6, 8 inches deep, do that, because it'll return to the soil over time. And then you're going to re-add that mulch about every third year out. But then, of course, water around young trees if you can. I always say young trees because well-established trees, it's a little bit harder to get adequate water around some of those things, but you should try if you can. And really the key for watering around trees is remember that their most active roots are out at the drip line, so out away from the trunk. For a small tree, that might only be a few feet away from the trunk. A little larger tree, it might be more like 15 to 20 feet out away from the trunk. But put that irrigation under the drip line and get a good soaking once or twice this fall to help trees go into dormancy. And probably the most important type of tree to think about is young evergreens. They transpire water throughout the winter. So it's really critical to get a good deep soaking around our young evergreens this time of year, especially things that are a little more water-liking, like a spruce or a white pine. There are some evergreens, like our native limber pine, doesn't need much care at all. But know what the tree is you have and get some water around those root systems. And then on the same topic, deciduous trees are going dormant. That's a good thing, but it's still important to think about their roots being moist going into the winter, because their roots are still active even though they're not transpiring moisture through the winter.
Justin also addresses pruning and planting. He says it might not be the best time to do any heavy pruning, and that fall is always a good time to plant trees if you take care of them properly.
Yeah, so if it's kind of a necessity to do something right away across a driveway or a broken branch, any time of year is fine. Generally, if we do heavy pruning, it's best to wait till late winter or early spring, as the trees are just starting to wake up and they're going to do their best effort at walling off those wounds. If we prune late summer or early fall, the trees might start to callus over that tissue, which is prone to frost damage in the winter. So this isn't the best time of year to prune, but most of our healthy, active-grown trees can resist a little bit of light pruning this time of year without any problem. For me personally, this is the best time of year to plant most years. This year is horrible with the drought, making the soil horribly hard to dig in. But for trees and woody plants generally, fall is a great time of year to plant, especially in eastern Nebraska. The trees, the plants are going dormant. You're not a slave to water, and yet they'll establish themselves a little bit over the winter and be ready to rock and roll the next spring. So plant now, but get them a good dose of water going into winter.
For Nebraska Extension Almanac, I'm Brad Mills.
Nebraska Extension Almanac is a production of IENR Media and Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.